welcome to BSE Insurance. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Brian.
And we are so glad that you are here.
We're here to BS some insurance.
Come pull up a chair and grab a coffee. And today, we're going to talk about life after open enrollment.
We have been neglecting this.
Sorry, guys. If you guys have been following our podcast, I know there's a lot of people out there listening to us and on our YouTube. We have been gone. If you guys didn't know, we live in sunny Southwest Florida. And this year, Mother Nature just decided to crank in to us, and we got hit with two back-to-back storms, and then we headed right into AEP, and it's been crazy to say nonetheless, but we're going to get back on our normal schedule.
That's the goal anyways. We're not the best podcasters because we're busy with other stuff, so.
Life after OEP, open enrollment, AEP, annual election period, whatever you're going to call it, we want to talk about where you go from here. Do we just sit back and do nothing until next October or November?
Yes.
No, that's not what we do.
Why not?
Because we have to go make money.
Dollar bills.
There are some agents out there that legitimately have been fed the Kool-Aid that there is nothing between January and October. I've been talking to a lot of different agents looking for a home, and there are uplines that are telling people this is going to be slow and you're not going to have anything to do. And I disagree.
So while it is usually a little bit slower, there's definitely some ways to keep yourself busy.
Exactly. So where do we go? We really, really, really push our team to do these things all year long, not just during open enrollment, but off season. And we really, really rely heavily, heavily, heavily on cross-selling.
Right. Selling to the people you already have.
How here is not cross-selling?
Me.
So, geez Louise. So a lot of uplines aren't selling cross-selling.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've been talking to a couple people, and we have some people on teams around us that just have been in this business a long time, and they don't know what a hospital indemnity plan is. They don't know what a cancer plan is. They don't sell dental. Some reason they think there's no money in it. Like, well, I don't even understand.
Well, I can understand dental vision because
very little money
in that. There is little money in that.
But it makes your business stickier.
Right.
When you have the more pieces of business you have in a home, the stickier business is.
Yeah.
So as an agent sitting here today and you're wondering how you're going to make your bills, maybe you're a newer agent, you know, and you think that going to get a job, J-O-B, outside of this career is the answer. It probably isn't. It probably is going back and talking to your clients. The next thing is do you have an upline that's supporting that? Do you have an upline that's training that? Do you have somebody you can call and say, hey, you know, I got Ethel here down the road in Barksville, Georgia.
Or wherever.
Wherever. What hospital indemnity plan is going to take her? And she's got, you know, a pacemaker and she's a smoker. You know, do you have somebody you can ask that to?
But
and you can
only
really
66.
Learn these. We can really, really learn these products, right? So that's the next question is, what is your upline doing for you? Yeah. Are they answering those questions for you?
You know, like kind of thinking about that, like we have, I don't know, we have three hospital indemnity plans.
We have a lot more,
but we have three different carriers that are kind of like our go-to.
Yeah,
right now.
We try to narrow it down.
So, you know, but even amongst those three, you know, what are the guaranteed issue ages? Mm-hmm. What are the knockout questions if they're outside of the guaranteed issue ages? How much am I going to get paid if I sell one over the other, right?
They're like, so different.
Everything is different.
Yep.
So
yep.
Your upline needs to be able to explain these things to you.
I'm on these Facebook groups. God love the Facebook groups, guys. And if you guys have ever seen me on those groups, come say hey. But there's so many questions that should be asked to the upline. So I always ask, you know, is your upline willing to ask these questions for you? And if the answer is no, then you need to get out.
Yeah.
You need to run. And that's what January is going to bring you.
Well, we were busy, right?
We're busy.
Running appointments, 5-6 appointments a day, sometimes both of us. And we were still able to answer you know, the people who we work with, we're able to answer their questions.
Because we work 7 days a week.
Yeah. If they're putting you off until Monday, or, you know, not answering your call on a Saturday, like,
it is a no-go.
Right.
Non-negotiable, guys.
I could see, you know, sometimes everybody's got family obligations, mm-hmm. you know, and a life you have to live. Yes. But if you send them a message at 6 o'clock on Friday and they're not getting back to you till Monday morning, that's a problem.
That is a problem. So I really think that going into life after open enrollment, there's so many things that we need to think about and how we're going to make money, right? But really it starts with having that support team behind you and having the products behind you, right? Because if you're sitting here with just Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement and maybe a couple under 65 products, that's okay. That's a good start, right? But what else can you add to your toolkit?
Right.
What can you sell today to make money tomorrow? I was just on the phone with one of our agents and we were talking about a hospital critical illness plan, and they had changed some things I didn't even know about for the good. They're covering Alzheimer's disease, like, which is amazing. I had no idea. He taught that to me. But long story short, he's like, gosh, I have 5 or 6 people I can go back to this weekend and sell that to, so I can make some money for Christmas.
Christmas is coming.
Right? We're all looking for money, ways to make money. That's another thing. We all know that all this work that we have done, we're not going to get paid to January, February. Sometimes March, depending on your upline. I know some of you guys have uplines that aren't paying you fully till March. It's sad that they're doing that. But unfortunately, that is how some of them are run.
Well, you just can't pay until January anyways. But you
can't pay for Medicare. But things to think about, right? Things to start in your head to get the wheel spinning of how can I make more money? How can I simplify my business? How am I going to better take care of my clients?
Yeah.
And the third one is the most important, really, guys.
When you say the term like cross-selling, right? People think that, oh, well, that's bad. I'm just trying to go get more money out of this person. But these are all products that they need, yes, right?
Yes, and they don't even know.
Think about everything that you just sold. Like most of us, right? It's hospital and you sold the Medicare Advantage plan. Mm-hmm. Sometime, you know, $2,900 to $6,700 maximum out of pocket. And they're on that plan, you know, because it's cheap, right? And they're getting some benefits. Mm-hmm. But if they're on that plan because it's cheap, do they have the $3,000 if, God forbid, they get cancer, right? Yep. So for, you know, a couple dollars a month, a cup of coffee a day, right? You can get them something that's going to cover their maximum out of pocket if, God forbid, the worst case happens. Like, you're not setting them up. You're setting them up for success that way. You're not robbing them or just trying to oversell something they don't need. Like, as for somebody who doesn't have the extra money to pay that $3,000 to $6,000 check, like those products can be a lifesaver.
A lifesaver. And you are not doing the best by your clients by not cross-selling and not talking to them about these products. And it just starts with conversations, right? We train on this with our team. We have teams meetings a couple times a week, and we train all the time about how to bring this stuff up. How to approach your client, how to present the Medicare Advantage plan or the ACA plan and adding this stuff, how to ask those questions. You know, did your parents have cancer? Did your parents have heart problems? Did you take care of your parents? You know, because a lot of times people are worried about what their parents went through, because they know more than likely if their parents went through it, their probability of going through it is very high.
Yep.
Very high.
And they know the heartbreak that caused financially or, exactly, you know, emotionally, all of it.
Exactly. Exactly. So we want to really focus on cross-selling. So as you sit here and listen to this podcast this season, we're going into Christmas. We're coming off of AEP, and hopefully all of us have been working 6-7 days a week and we're exhausted and we're tired, but we still need to pay our bills.
Yep.
Right? How many of you guys are working a part-time job? How many of you guys are bartending? How many of you guys are out there babysitting or whatever you have to do to make money now? This is a way to make money tomorrow. Literally, by selling a plan today, with a lot of carriers, they're paying within 24 to 72 hours. How nice would that be? And what is the average commission you think on a hospital indemnity plan right now? Brian does all of our commission.
Oh,
gosh.
I'm blanking off the top of my head.
Probably $300. $200 to $300.
Depends on the riders. Depends on the company.
Yeah, it really depends on all that. But how nice would that be? You know, how many of you guys are sitting here with a $300 electric bill? I mean, we live in Florida, so our electric bill, $300, is like low.
Yeah.
$400 more so than that. So two HI plans to your current Medicare Advantage company people, and you got your electric bill paid for the month.
Right?
They renew.
They don't renew at the same rate.
Similar to life insurance, right?
But you're going to get something a little bit for it every single year.
Something is better than nothing. And I will tell you, you will be the rock star. Like, your clients will be so happy. I will tell you that I have sold HI since 2011. And I have had to move, obviously, we've had to move people around because, you know, they don't stay in the same Medicare Advantage plan forever. They shouldn't. And you should be doing reviews every single year with those people, because if you don't, somebody else will. But I'll have a client say, oh, okay, I want to move to Aetna, but I want to make sure my Heartland, nothing happens to my Heartland or my GTL or my Aetna Senior Supplemental, right? Like, they are so concerned because they have used those hospital indemnity plans, or their spouse has used their hospital indemnity plan. And they know that if they go in the hospital, they're going to have probably $1,200 to $1,500 in bills, and it's worth their $25 a month premium that they're paying out of their pocket.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and really think about your clients, and you think that unaffordability might be there, but that's actually a block in your head. Unless they're on Medicaid, they're on dual eligibles, do not need these plans, correct?
Some
people will argue with me about that, but I don't talk to my dual eligibles
about these things. Don't have any out of pocket. So
they don't have any out of pocket. But, you know, even if you think it's unaffordable, I swear, I promise you, your clients are making dumb decisions with their money. They're going out to Chili's for the 2 for $20. They're going to Starbucks every once in a while. They're going to Wawa for coffee, right? Or Bucky's, or whatever the gas station is where you live. Like, they are spending money on unnecessary things. They will find the $20 a month to pay for something if you paint the picture of how this is going to help them financially.
Yep.
I promise you. So again, how do we make money? We need to learn these products. We need to ask for these products, and we need to study them, be a student of your craft, really study, reach out to your upline, lean on them, get the training from them, and really fly with us. And I promise you, for every 5 clients you ask, at least 2 will buy, if you're doing it properly.
Yeah.
If you're doing it properly. Again, if you're having a hard time closing these things, you need to be talking to your upline. You need to be seeking out help from them. Remember that they are receiving an override for you. They deserve the override when they provide you with a service, correct?
The bigger the override they're getting, the more help they should be giving.
Exactly. And that is where some people don't like me online, because I am spreading the good news of everyone should be getting support from your upline, every single person. So if you're not receiving the support, A, it's because you're not reaching out and you're not doing that step, which you should. But if you feel like you cannot talk to your upline, again, that's where conversations need to be had and figure out a solution to this problem.
I'll say something about that.
Yes.
It's not always the upline's fault, because just like you said, they don't know you have a problem. Yes. Unless you say, hey, I need some help with this.
You
right?
have to be willing. And if you talk to any of our agents, we have about 20 agents that work under us now. I will say, I leave every email. If you need me, please let me know. If you need help today, reach out to me, call me, text me, email me. Every training meeting, I say, hey, if you need me, call me, go help somebody today, you know, reach out. And, I leave the doors open for every single person. So I feel that if we have an agent that doesn't reach out and needs help, that's on them, because I have open up the door for everybody. And so has Brian.
Our phone numbers have not changed. Neither has our email address. So they know how to get a hold of us.
Not changed. So this is the expectations you should be getting from your upline, right?
Yep.
These are the expectations going into 2025. So try, open up these conversations. If you have the products already and you're not selling them, really study your craft and really start producing some presentations. Even if you have to practice on your spouse or your children or a friend, really, really perfect that presentation, because they do help people and they really are life-saving products that are just as important as the Medicare Advantage plans or the ACA plans that you're selling.
Exactly.
Exactly. So if any of this intrigues you and you have questions, feel free to reach out at any time. I know our contact information is in the profiles wherever you are listening or watching this too, but our main email is admin@sbginsurancegroup.com. A-D-M-I-N, like administration, at S-B-G, Stephanie.
And Brian.
G. Girl. Insurancegroup.com. That is our direct emails. That doesn't go to anybody else. That goes to him and goes to me. So if you ever want to reach out and you have questions about any of this, I would love to help you. I'd love to point you in the right directions. And I really hope that everyone had an amazing, amazing season. There's so much life after AEP and OEP. And I don't want you to stop your grind and I don't want you to stop your energy. I want you to keep moving forward, as I tell our agents. Just because December 7th comes and December 15th and January 15th comes here, I don't want you to go home and sit and just twiddle your thumbs. I want you to keep all of the energy that you have in your feet and your hands and keep it going and keep succeeding and going out there and helping people, because people need us and people need what we do.
Keep the pipeline full. Worst case scenario, you see them next October.
Exactly. And don't be afraid of that. Set them up while you're there. Hey, Mr. Jones, I'm going to come back next October 1st. Sound good? Yeah, 10 o'clock? Perfect. You are in my schedule. I will see you in 10 months.
Yeah, I've got people on my calendar for October already next year.
Yeah, that's what we do. Turning 65s and reviews, and that is how you set yourself up for success. Again, these are things your upline should be training you on. So reach out, make that conversation starter, and hopefully this will make a prosperous relationship between you and your upline. So that is it for now. If you guys want to contact us, all of our contact information is here. And we hope that you could follow, like, and share our podcast to somebody else you know that is thinking about getting in the business or already in the business.
Yep. SBGinsurancegroup.com is the website.
BSing Insurance, the podcast, is our Facebook.
Podcast.com for the website for that one also.
And we do have a TikTok. SBG Insurance is our TikTok. Come follow us. We have almost 1,000 followers. We're still a baby account, but I try to put stuff up there every week for people.
Well, one of these days you're going to be famous online.
good times. So I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you next time.
Bye.